This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagram. The Lok Sabha polls will be conducted in 7 phases beginning 9th of next month. The counting will take place on 4th June this year. The polling for the first phase in 102 Lok Sabha seats will be conducted on 19th April, the second phase for 89 seats on 26th April, the third phase will be held on 7th May for 94 seats, while 96 seats will go to poll in the fourth phase on 13th May. In the fifth phase, 49 parliamentary constituencies will go to poll on 28th May, while in the sixth phase, 57 seats will have voting on 25th May, and the last and the seventh phase will be held on 1st June in 57 Lok Sabha seats. The Election Commission today announced the poll schedule for the general election 2024. The EC also announced poll schedule for assembly elections in Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim, Odisha and Andhra Pradesh. Arunachal Pradesh will go for assembly polls simultaneously with parliamentary election on 19th April. Date of issue of gazette notification is 28th March. With the announcement of the poll schedule, the model code of conduct has come into force. Announcing the schedule in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said that the ECI team is fully prepared for the biggest festival of Indian democracy. He said the country has 97 crore registered voters and over 10.5 lakh polling stations manned by 1.5 crore personnel. He added there will be 1.82 crore first-time voters in this election. Kumar highlighted that the commission is ready to facilitate vote from home for electors over 85 years of age and for persons with disabilities. He also said political parties will have to explain why they have fielded a candidate with serious criminal cases in the elections. The CEC said that the daunting challenges in conducting free and fair elections are muscle, money, misinformation and MCC violations. He asserted that ECI has put in place measures to deal with these disruptive challenges. He also said drone-based checking will be done on polling day to check the use of muscle power. He underlined that there is no place for bloodbath and violence in the elections and the commission will be ruthless if violence takes place anywhere during polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Saturday said that over 1 crore households have already registered for the solar rooftop scheme PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana. In about a month since it was launched, over 1 crore households have already registered themselves for the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana. Registrations have been pouring in from all parts of the nation, PM Modi posted on X. The Prime Minister further said that Assam, Bihar, Gujarat, Maharashtra, Odisha, Tamil Nadu and Uttar Pradesh have seen over 5 lakh regulations. Those who haven't registered should also do so at the earliest, he added. The rooftop solar power program announced in the interim budget tabled on 1st February would be known as PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana. The rooftop solar project, with an estimate of over Rs 75,000 crore, aims to light up 1 crore households by providing up to 300 units of free electricity every month. To popularize this scheme at the grassroots, urban local bodies and panchayats shall be incentivized to promote rooftop solar systems in their jurisdictions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that no corrupt leader will be spared in his fight against corruption in the state. Addressing an impressive gathering at Praja Sankalp Sabha, public meeting at Nakur Kurnool in Telangana, criticizing BRS and Congress, he said the family-centric parties share a common history of nepotism, corruption and appeasement. Mr. Modi assured people of the state that all assurances given to people will be fulfilled, like a case of Article 370, Rama Mandir and many such things. The Prime Minister sought people to give him double-digit Lok Sabha seats from Telangana so that he can resolve people issues without any delay. This is the second public appearance in Telangana for Mr. Modi in last 2 days. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, New Delhi, in collaboration with the Organ Retrieval Banking Organization, has performed the first dual kidney transplant at AIIMS. The donor was a 78-year-old lady who was admitted to AIIMS Trauma Center with a severe head injury. She was declared brain dead and her family consented to organ donation. According to AIIMS, she was the second oldest organ donor at AIIMS, New Delhi. The recipient of the kidney was a 51-year-old lady on dialysis. It said the surgery was carried out by the Department of Surgical Disciplines and the Department of Nephrology. The recipient had an uneventful recovery with both the kidneys performing well following the surgery. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.